Welcome to the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. We start hour number three. It's a three-hour program. You know, back in the day, it was a five-hour program, then a four-hour program, then a three-hour program. And that's where we are. Live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. All right, so open phones, 1-800-636-8686. Let's not waste time. Let's get right back to it. New topic, new hour, new topic. All right, so I don't know if Lane Kiffin, at this point in his life, is better at coaching college football or talking bleep. I just know this, man. He is really good at both. Really good at both. And yes, Lane Kiffin haters, even you better start putting that proper respect on this guy for his coaching ability and his coaching chops. Because if he wasn't good at what he does, he would not be the hottest name connected to the highest profile job in the country right now. Sorry about that, Nebraska fan, Arizona State fan, Wisconsin fan. I'm talking about the Auburn gig. And he is. And he has been for weeks. It's been a lot of speculation, a number of reports and rumors that have been flying nonstop since Auburn parted ways with Brian Harsin. And these reports suggest that Lane's days in Oxford are numbered. Yesterday, a reporter from WCBI in Mississippi named John Sokoloff took it a step further. Sokoloff reported that Lane was planning to step down at Ole Miss and then head over to his or their SEC West rival. Sokoloff fired off this tweet, quote, breaking. Hashtag Ole Miss, HC, Lane Kiffin, plans to step down as the Rebels coach Friday and head to Auburn to become the Tigers' next head coach, according to sources. Sources say the Tigers haven't officially offered the job to anybody yet, anyone yet, so Lane to Auburn is happening, story soon. End of tweet. All right, so that's pretty emphatic. Enter bleep talk. Lane Kiffin. Smoke weed, talk like Lane Kiffin. Of course, Lane saw the tweet. And of course, Lane did what he does. I don't want to say did what he does best, because the guy does coach pretty damn well. But he also talks bleep pretty damn well. So he did what he does. Quote, that's news to me, John. Nice sources.
Hey, John.
All right, so even a response is solid enough. Most guys just would let that go. Most SEC coaches would let that go. They wouldn't respond. Lane responds, but you knew he wasn't done there. That was not nearly a strong enough response for Lane Kiffin. So Lane, and by the way, find me one other coach. I don't even mean an SEC coach. I mean a coach, a Power 5 coach, a coach that matters anywhere that would do something like this. Find me a coach who does what Lane Kiffin then proceeded to do. Body bag this dude with a press release of his own. That's right. An SEC head coach. Not a clone. It's incredible. An SEC head coach and not a clone tweeted a picture of a similarly worded document saying that Sokoloff was leaving his TV station to take a job with a different TV station. Lane posted it in statement form. Like it reads like and looks like a statement, an official statement. Quote, breaking news. John Sokoloff of hashtag, he hashtagged it, hashtag WCBI News in Starkville, Mississippi, plans to step down as lead anchor and head to hashtag WLOX to become their new lead anchor. Sources say WLOX hasn't offered the job to anyone yet, so John to WLOX is happening, story soon. End of quote. Straight freaking fire. That's the head coach of Ole Miss just ethering a local news dude and his report. Like, Lane does not miss. Have some. Sokoloff. And if I'm an Ole Miss honk, hottie bleeping toddy. That sounds like good news, doesn't it? Now, does that mean that it's a lock that he's staying? No. Does it sound like he's staying? I would say after something like that, unless he's looking to repay the Nicktator by letting him off the hook for the greatest job denial ever.
I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. I shouldn't even have to comment on this. I think I've said this over and over and over again.
Now, this fight may not be over. It sounds like, it feels like, he body bagged that cat. And Sokolov is down. Except for one thing. He did not, at last check, take his tweet down. He may be down, but the tweet's not down. But the dude did not take his tweet down after Lane thumb-thugged him online. And by the way, the guy seems to be sticking to his report. So, he may be in the protocol. The ref may have already counted to eight, but the ref may let him continue the fight. And this might not be the end of it. Because, follow me on this. While everybody is rushing in to stomp on what they believe is Sokolov's corpse, there is somebody who matters who does have his back. Somebody who matters a hell of a lot. Somebody who I personally respect a hell of a lot. Somebody who, believe it or not, has ties to this program. Somebody who was actually a former member of the XR4TI. Think about that for a minute. All right, I'm going to ask you to do something. Think of everybody who has ever come through this house. And then ask yourself this. Of all the people who have ever worked on this show, who have ever worked for and or alongside Rome, who do you think Rome respects and admires most of all? It would seem pretty obvious, right? Now, keep in mind, this is not a popularity contest. I'm not asking you to tell me who your favorite XR4TI-er is, current or past. I'm asking you to tell me which current or former staffer do you think that I relied most heavily on, had the most respect for, the most admiration for, the XR4TI-er with the greatest integrity, passion, grit, and grind. You look at it that way, and it's a no-brainer. This staffer, this person I'm talking about, has this journo's back. Sokolov. How do I know? He follows Sokolov on Twitter. And if he follows him on Twitter, he has his back, and that speaks to his journalistic integrity. But the guy that I'm talking about is a person of immense integrity. A person with, I'd even argue, the most integrity. And when he left this house, I didn't say it at the time, but I can say it right now. It hurt. It cut deeply. The show has not been the same. It hasn't. We've all had to double down and work so much harder. I admit it. The show has not been the same. We've been chasing ever since. You know who I'm talking about. You all do. You know that I'm referring to Ross bleeping Geller. That's right. Geller. A dude of outstanding principle. If he deems Sokolov to be a trustworthy fellow, then he must be. Because you name one person in the history of this program and brand with greater integrity than Geller. Geller, a.k.a. Dasmati. Dasmati, who worked his ass off to get what many would consider a dream job, working here. Only to quit several weeks later. I mean, hell, several hours later, several minutes later, several seconds later, the second he took the job, he not only quit the job, turned his back on me, he quit a job, one of the best jobs in a glamorous industry, to become a city employee so he could better serve the people of Alhambra or Monterey Park or wherever the hell he went, than to serve you clones. So clearly, you know what? We've done our due diligence. You look a hell of a lot like Geller, but you know what? You're hired. Sorry, I quit. Wait, what? You're hired. I quit. No, you're hired, Geller. You can't hire a guy who didn't accept. I quit. Anyway, that entire town, whatever town it is he went off to, if not the entire state, would vouch for Geller, given that he chose public service over being here. And I don't mean being a congressman or a senator. I mean being a civil servant over one of the best gigs in Hollywood. And if a man of that intestinal fortitude and integrity backs Sokoloff, who's to say? Maybe this dude's right. Maybe Lane is going, even though Lane just body bagged this cat, whoever he is. Maybe he's right. How do I know? I don't know. I just know that a man of immense integrity, Geller, follows him on Twitter. Stay bleeping tuned, because there should be some clarity coming not long after the Egg Bowl. Who you got? Who you got, clones? Lane or Sokoloff? Who you got? Lane thumb thugged him and put him in a body bag. But Sokoloff's not backing down. Who you got? Lane or Sokoloff? I'll take a side. Me? I'm taking Dasmati. Because no sooner than I hired Dasmati, he told me I could take this job and shove it. Fact is, it all comes around. I got a feeling in a couple of years, we will all be asking Daz for a job. Yo, Daz, man. I know this. I've been in this business a long time. You pass the same people on the way down as you do on the way up. So, my dude, consider this my audio resume. Daz, I know we will all work for you one day. I wouldn't be surprised if you were the president of the United States one day, Dasmati. Here's my audio resume. I am a great communicator. I have some leadership skills. I love most people. No, I love people. Some people. Hey, I probably qualify for graffiti removal hotline operator. I can do that. Daz, I can plant some trees. Maybe help with animal control. I can cut big red ribbons at the opening of new parks. I can pass out flyers for the new pickleball court in the new city park. I'm your man, Daz. Baseball bat, get this guy a pickleball racket.
Baseball bat, get this guy a tennis racket.
I don't know. So before you assume that Sokoloff doesn't have that right, understand, Geller follows him on Twitter. See, we dig deep. We're sourced here. Sokoloff, I'm sure, has his sources, and I've got mine. Dasmati. It's one of my favorite jungle stories ever. The guy quit. It's not an easy job to get, and he earned it. And he came highly regarded. And he quit. Not to take a better job in this business, but to get out of the business altogether. Okay, fine. So what, you want to go be a lawyer? You want to go be a doctor? You want to go back to grad school? Nah, I want to be a civil servant for the city of Monterey Park or Alhambra. Dude, better man than me. I didn't deserve you, Daz. You're right. You rule, bro. At Tommy Roller tweets, I'm not going to be the Auburn football coach. Signed, Lane Kiffin doing his best Nick Saban impersonation.
I shouldn't even have to comment on this.
At this point, see, like, Saban being Saban, the GOAT, but also the GOAT of red asses. Him being so absolutely infuriated to be asked that question and saying, I shouldn't even have to comment on this anymore, and then taking the job means that that will be played in perpetuity. He could win 50 natties, and that would stick to him forever. Lane, on the other hand, even if he does take that job, it won't even matter that he did what he just did because it's so funny. What other SEC coach, whatever Division I coach even would do something like that? Lane's just having fun with it all, man. Lane, like I said, Lane doesn't miss. He just, the dude's too much. And then literally has the game to back it all up. Only Lane could do that. That's how you get Lil Wayne to drop a track like that about Lane Kiffin. You know how good you have to be at talking bleep to get Lil Wayne to do that? Amazing. And yet somehow Dasmati is right in the middle of the whole thing. How did that happen? All right, when we come back, this guy's really reaching. Tommy from NC. I tried Lane once. Bobby Petrino. You mean that time he left half his face? That's pavement. That's not Lane. There's a difference. Gravelly pavement. Not Lane. My face. Clones, I've got a question for you. Why is Old Trapper beef jerky, like, the most amazing thing? Well, for number one, it is a family business, which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky, which is behind this beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. You see, beef jerky is not one and the same. I think some of you go to the store and you see, oh, there's beef jerky. It's all the same. No, it's not. Make sure you choose Old Trapper. You can actually see the quality right through their iconic Clearview packages. That's for a reason. They want you to see what you're purchasing so you know what you're getting. Every bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough because they use just the best ingredients. From their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices, to their real wood-fired smoke, Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite, and Old Trapper comes in four mouth-watering flavors. I actually sample one at a time. I go with the 4-ounce bags. That way I can mix them all in. If you prefer one over the others, get the 18-ounce bag. That way there's enough for the entire fam or the entire team. If you don't see it, just ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So, a few orders of business. Let me give you a heads up as to what's going to happen this segment. Because I'm professional like that. I've got a message. In fact, two promotional announcements. And I have a teacher on hold who is off this week. Or I have a fake teacher on hold who is off this week. Or I have a fake teacher on hold who is off this week. And we've already heard from the other teacher who caused the program who was off this week for a snow day. This guy's just off this week, unless he's the fake guy or the fake guy. So now you know. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and it is the place to go when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Plus, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Plus, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings Stepped Up. Same game parlays. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. That's code ROME, R-O-M-E, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You do have to be present, Alvin, in the state where it is lawful to wager. 21 or older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In your call, 8778-HOPE-NY or set-HOPE-NY. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in required.
10 plus, legally required for 100% boost.
Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftKings.com/football terms.
Thank you, Alvin. All right, let's go to the teacher who is off this week, unless it's the fake teacher who is off this week, unless it's the fake teacher who is off this week. By now, you've probably figured it out. It's Silk Bra. Let's go to Huntington Beach. Silk Bra, what's up?
What's up, bro?
There he is. What's up, dude?
Just cruising, bro. Dude, you know the greatest XR4TR of all time was Boston Finn, bro. Come on. Now, I find it very rich that Swells in the 720 – is talking about my destruction in the city council race. Although he does, he is an expert on destruction because he regularly destroys zippers and buttonflies and belts with that 52-inch boiler. And speaking of food, brah, how many 25-pound turkeys, boxes of stuffing, 5-pound bags of russets, chicken stock, pumpkin pies must Albie be purchasing for Thanksgiving, brah? It's unbelievable. When I was a kid, because I just have one sibling, we'd have a little card table next to the table, right? Dude, Albie's kid table probably has its own wing, brah. It looks like something out of medieval times, I'm assuming. Shout out to Albie. Hope he has a good good Thanksgiving. I was a Charger fan, bro, of course. Kind of a bummer, man. And my friends are asking, well, you knew Mahomes was going to go down and score. And of course I did, bro. Everybody knew that. But he did leave 30 seconds on the clock and a timeout. I really, really thought Herbert would be able to get Big Dicker Energy in range for a field goal. But it wasn't to be. It's been a horrible season with the injuries. But there was one Charger fan I want to give a shout out to who did have a big weekend. And that's a former Army veteran, Mr. Fierro, who, when he was faced with a gunman at Club Q in Colorado, stormed him, took him down, and beat him with his own gun and subdued him. So shout out to Mr. Fierro. We're all thinking about you out here, so is Charger Nation. Great work, bro. And on that note, bro, I will not be able to make it to Thanksgiving at your house because we're leaving for the beach house on Thursday afternoon. But I just want everybody to know, man, be thankful, be grateful. Just love your family, man, because you never know what's going to happen. This got to stop. But I love you guys. Shout out to the JTP. Looks like somebody put the Twitter fire out. Who knows, bruh? But I'll check you guys next week. Later, bruh.
Good job. Silk rack him. Good job. Rack good him. Effort.
Bruh.
Swells in the 720. Covered a lot of ground in there. 1-800-636-8686. Chalk said, I don't even know the XR4TI that he referenced. A legend. Boston Finn. What I didn't know at that... Actually, I did know. What am I saying? I didn't know that I was half no-cow. I always knew that I was half chowed. So B. Finn and I were connected that way. I don't know what happened to him. He was in the industry. When I found him, he was a caller and then became a member of the XR4TI-er or XR4TI, hence an XR4TI-er, and then moved on, and I never, ever heard or saw him ever again. But I'm sure probably still in the business. But that's a deep pull. That's why he's flexing. That's why the real Silk, the fake Silk could have never pulled that, I don't think, or the fake Silk. And every time that happens, every time the real Silk calls, idiots like James Kelly would jump in with, damn it, I wish it was the fake.
Come on.
Come on. The hot Come dog on. King of Maine. Come on.
Come on.
You know, Silk right there made it better. I don't know why. How can a surf bra, just because you hate Cali and you hate surf bras, but how can a laid back surf bra turned local politician... And you can't say he's living off his wife because he does teach, at least as a substitute teacher. Why is he so polarizing? I've never understood it, man. He's just preaching love. He just did on the way out the door. Can't we all come together? Be grateful. Be grateful. I've never understood. Like, I get why a number of the callers are polarizing. Just not that guy. He's not starting anything really with anybody. He's just brawing a lot of people.
Bruh.
Yeah, Rome, why doesn't he mix in a bra? Have you seen those pictures of him shirtless? I mean, it's not funny. Yeah, it is, Rome. Like, you should have a sport bra at least. Anyway, he makes it better. Silk bra, I will always have your back. It's a good thing, though, dude, that you're going to the beach house. Because at the actual Rome house this year, we may not have room for you. Dodger Jano is taking a big swing. I think she's having 18. We normally do not have that many. I think 18. So maybe, brah, I may be coming to the beach house. All these years of me having you over to my house on Thanksgiving, you may have to repay the favor this year. I might be the one bouncing. And this is hilarious to me. Last night, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show yesterday. Last night, Dodger Jano told me, because I know Jake is coming in from Madison today, that I'm like, well, that's great. And then he'll give us the old, oh, man, I can't wait to see you guys. I miss you guys so much. I love you guys. The second he touches ground in Cali, he's gone, man. Like every college kid, understandably. Just don't tell me how much you love me and miss me when you know the second you hit Cali ground, you'll be off running around with one of your boys. And the funniest thing of all, though, was Dodger Jano telling me last night, by the way, they both think they will, but neither of them is leaving because I want them staying in because, wait for it, the picture shoot is the next morning. I laughed so hard. I laughed so hard because the kids, the famous, I love to see it. The famous Rome holiday card is only the kids. Only the kids. For years and years, it's been Jake and Logan. One year, when Misdirection won the Breeders' Cup, Dodger Jano put me on it because I was in all my glory. And that was such an amazing moment. We were so proud. One other year, she decided to have the whole family involved and used a different photographer. And you wouldn't even believe how that came out. I'm like, we look starving. We look depressed. We look like we're hostages in makeup and suits. What the hell? What did you do? Never again. So it's always the two boys. And if you've ever received one of these cards, you know what I'm talking about. Dodger Jano asked for nothing. She wants no presents. She wants no money. She wants nothing except the holiday card. It's a major production. The Hall of Fame picture, I think, once, right? Okay, the family Hall of Fame picture made it. Anyway, every year, they find a location, they have a theme, there is a photo shoot for the two boys. And the two boys, I'm sure, are never really up for it, but always have pretty good attitudes. Little do they know, how hilarious is that? She does not want them going out tonight, so they'll be well-rested and fresh for tomorrow's picture. Dr. Jano, you know, there's so many filters. I mean, what, have you not been using filters all these years? I remember one of the years, one of the kids, one of their boys said, yo, what happened to all the acne? Filters, dude, they clean that stuff up. I can't wait till they find out. Wait till Jake Rome finds out, hey, yo, you can't hit it hard tonight. You can't run the streets tonight, homeboy. You need to be in bed to get your rest for the pictorial tomorrow.
No! It's not true.
Need you glowing in the morning. Need your energy right. Need the right facial energy. Making me laugh so hard. Logan's already tried to work some loophole. Better to do it tomorrow, because tomorrow night, you know, is one of the better bar nights of the year. Jake's probably all right. Yeah! It's going to be good. Why? Because I'm not a part of it. Actually, I am. I write the check. I'm the biggest part of it. 1-800-636-8686. Alvin asks a very pertinent question again. Is it the last one? Dodger Jano will not address that directly. I've been asking, is it the last one? Because I write that check every year. But since Jake is graduating college and Logan is graduating high school, is it the last one? Because there's no way in hell Dodger Jano's going to put us in that card going forward. Unless that card's going to be about the ragdoll legend, Cody, and Sapphire, who I don't know how is long for the world. That cat damn near died. We brought him back to life, yo.
Bombay Sapphire.
They're still good. They're not, even though Cody nearly killed Sapphire. I mean, nearly, it was almost time to die. I saw poor Saf.
Bombay Sapphire.
My man Fire, Mr. Fire. Mr. Fire was in the corner just oozing pus out of his chest. I'm like, oh my God. Mr. Fire, what's up, yo? I wanted to bring in some cat priest, read him his last rites. We got him. I was saying goodbye to the cat. We went to the vet. I'm like, this is it. Let me say goodbye to that cat. They're like, the cat's going to be all right. I'm like, that cat's dead already. Brought him back. anyway. The cats are good. The kids are good. Or they will be until they find out they're not going out tonight because of the picture shoot. When we... No. All right, so when we come back, you know, I never got my thoughts in on the World Cup. Long and the short of it is, a number of you are coming from my guy, Greg Berhalter, and you're going ham, and you're going in, and you're blaming everything that's wrong with the world on him. Bad take. I'm not saying that yesterday was an extremely positive development, that draw versus Wales. I'm also not saying it's the end of the world or the end of the World Cup or that the U.S. is not getting out of their group. They still can. They still might. Yes, it was a golden opportunity. Yes, it seemed like the narrative was going to change. Finally. Yes, they let it get away. Yes, they got conservative. Yes, they should have won. But a draw is not the end of the world, and there is some positive in that. It's not the end of the world. Zach Wilson has got some issues in his own locker room. So all of that's still ahead. And your telephone calls, 1-800-636-8686. Alvin, really quickly. Calling all small business owners who paid employee wages during COVID. You may have overpaid on your payroll taxes and are eligible to receive a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com. Yes, I'm here tomorrow. No, I'm not here Thursday or Friday. Thursday is a best of. Friday, Brian Weber. So what that means is we have our beef segment tomorrow, and Jim Rome's Big Head Bets will drop tomorrow instead of Thursday, which means tomorrow is a very busy day. Also a Jim Rome podcast dropping tomorrow. There is that. Former NHLer Bernie Nichols is my guest. So, Bella, you will like that. Because I know you like when I talk hockey. Bernie Nichols is my guest. And that's good. How do I know? I've already done it. So we're going to push that out tomorrow, too. A hell of a lot of stuff going out the door tomorrow. Including a beef segment. Now, I have said a million times, don't wait for the beef segment in order to have a beef or make a phone call. So this guy's taking me up on that. He's actually coming with an early beef. I will allow it. I've said this before. You can. Let's go to Alaska. Matt, what's going on? Matt, what's your pre-beef or early beef?
Snags, what's going on, my man?
This is Andrew Perloff with an Odyssey Sports Minute.
I'm at the gas station about
3 minutes ago. This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute.
And I get out of my truck to
fill up. Happy Thanksgiving.
And I hear this smack, and I look over.
Happy Thanksgiving. Obviously, the holiday is known for food first, but football is not far behind. Hope you're able to enjoy both at some point this week. If you're lucky enough to be off and play your cards right, you could do nothing but eat and watch games until Monday.
Why smokers do that, I don't know. They don't want to get their clean carcinogens dirty with their dirty mitts. And then she pulls a lighter out, and I'm like, are you going to compound one bad decision with another? And then she proceeded to tell me to mind my own business, and I was like, all right, you do your thing. That's all I got, Jimmy. Happy holidays. War Rogan Loam.
Rack him. Nice job, Matt. Nice job, Matt. That's good beef.
Rogan Loam.
See, now, if he called, okay, I'm not discouraging it, but if he called with that beef yesterday, and that set the tone for the caller portion of the beef segment, we'd be in a good place because that's a great beef, a great phone call. Very few of you can beef like that on the phones. That was extremely well played, really well done, except when he called that woman a broad. That wasn't too cool. But when she fished that cigarette out of the pack with her lips and he didn't know why smokers do that. He thought it was fine when he heard that pack, 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 pack. You know when smokers take an unopened pack of cigarettes and they pack the nicotine in, pack, 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 pack. He's like, that's fine. Nothing hurt. Nothing hurt. Nothing hurt. Nothing hurt. Oh, you're going to light a cigarette at a gas station because you couldn't wait. Couldn't wait until you got in your car and drove off and you got 100 yards away from the gas station. Good point, dude. Fair point. Fair point. people using their lips to fish out the cigarette from the pack because they don't want their fingers to, I mean, ultimately, you are going to touch the carcinogens, right? Ultimately, it's going to get into your lungs. Even worse, ultimately, it's going to get into our lungs. This is why we resent you. Jets fan, Jets player, I think you're all skating. I mentally have enough time. I just don't think I have enough time. It's hard for me to dial this thing back except to say that Zach Wilson really does not get it. For some reason, everybody understands that that was the worst offensive showing that almost anybody has ever seen. How do I know? Because the head coach, Robert Saleh, said it was dog bleep, except he used the phrase dog bleep in the second half. You know why? They had 2 total yards. How is that even possible? If the head coach thinks it's dog bleep, and then a rookie wide receiver like Garrett Wilson says, this is not okay. This is bleep. This is not okay. How then can your quarterback, face of the franchise allegedly, second overall pick, then stand before the assembled media and then be posed the question, do you feel like you let the defense down? And in 2 words, goes viral. Actually, 1 word that he said twice. No, no.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
Super dismissive. No accountability whatsoever. No responsibility at all. Extremely clueless. Extremely self-entitled. Absolutely oblivious, tone deaf, and taking no responsibility. Oh, what do you know? Reports that there are members of the defense that were put off by that. No way. Just because the offense had 2 total yards in the second half and did not cross their own 37 is no reason for the defense to be put off by his response, is it? Yes, it is. And now all of a sudden Robert Saleh is not committing to Zach Wilson this weekend. I don't think Zach knows he's on extremely thin ice. I mean, this guy does not have the awareness of what he did, or he would not stand up there in the first place and do that. How can you have arguably the worst game ever? I'm going to say it again. I said this earlier. He's arguably the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. Arguably the worst starting quarterback in the NFL who just had arguably the worst game ever. For a quarterback, or at least the worst half ever. And yet he's going to sit up there and say, nope, don't feel badly about that defense that again played its ass off and did its job. Zach, I got bad news. They're not comparing you to Sam Darnold because you don't compare favorably to Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is generational compared to you. Sam Darnold is Joe Namath compared to you. Yeah! Dude, they are comparing you to Jamarcus Russell. This is not where you want to be. How do you not have any idea that your reputation is at stake? Your career literally already is at stake, and you have no idea. So now that you're losing that locker room, how are you going to get it back? How are you going to get it back? My man, you better think long and hard and react quickly, because you may have just lost your job to Joe Flacco. Explain to me how Joe Flacco at 37, 38, has more touchdown passes than you do this year, and he hasn't played since week 3. How is that even possible?
I will. I'm going to.
Hey, you may have just dropped from 1st to 3rd on the depth chart as the 2nd pick overall. That's not easy to do. You know how bad your attitude is and how clueless you have to be to drop that far that fast, especially when the head coach was saying only a couple of weeks back, that's my guy. This guy absolutely is my starter for the rest of the year, barring injury. And now he's saying this.
Just been dealing with so many different things right now. I'm going to get to the tape and just evaluate everything, and I'll leave it at that. We're keeping everything on the table over the next couple of days.
So you're not committing to Zach as your starter for Sunday?
Not right now. Not until I'm done evaluating everything.
I like that. I like the way he handled that. You know, because he's not going to commit to anybody and give up that competitive advantage. But I like that he, I mean, he was pretty firm about that. Saul was pretty straight up about, I'm not committing to him. That's what he said. When he said, I'm not, until I evaluate everything was coach speak, but what was not coach speak was, no, I am not committing to him. And as far as wanting to see the tape, well, why even put the tape in? What do you need to see on tape that you couldn't see standing on that sideline? You said it yourself. We were dog bleep.
I'll leave it at that word.
What on the tape is going to make you want to start Zach again? What are you going to see on the tape that's going to make you think, you know what? I, quote, misremembered that. It was better than I thought. Now, you had it right the first time, Coach. You were dog bleep offensively. So that part of it is not true. That part is coach speak. Maybe he needs to wait and see how much of a factor the wind was, because according to Zach, hey, fellas, it was windy out there.
It's windy as hell out there too, guys.
Windy as hell, guys. I mean, come on. Windy as hell. So, I don't know. Maybe like if the sun is out, Zach plays, but if it's windy, he doesn't. Maybe they'll have some kind of weather platoon going on. I got to check the tape. Weather.com. If it snows, it's Mike White. If it's windy, it's Flacco. And if it's sunny, it's Zach. That's how we're doing this. If it snows, it's Snow White. If it's windy, it's Joe Flacco. And if it's sunny, it's Zach. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. Now we're done. Remember, tomorrow is an enormous walk-off day. Make sure you're here for it. My thanks to Nick Nurse and Andy Staples, all of you clones, the XR4TI.